One of the most difficult parts of life is accepting that your invitation to live deeper and be more can feel like the absolute worst thing that's ever happened to you. Many of us go through these difficulties all the time, but we frame them in a way that isn't necessarily helpful, and because of this, they don't feel much like an invitation at all. Our pain often becomes something we must simply get through or survive, but we shouldn't forget that many people's lives are made much better because someone else went through something painful and refused to let others live with that same fate. People start charities, march against injustice, and generally strive to make the world a better place because they cannot stand to stay on the sidelines while others suffer. See, because there isn't a thing that you enjoy in this life that someone before you has not previously suffered for. That is how the world evolves and continues to improve. All you have to do is play your part and pay it forward. It happens to be the least and most you could possibly do with your life. There's an invitation to make your world a better place buried in every difficult thing that you go through. Is structured in such a way that we're always one move or conversation away from chaos. One diagnosis, one breakup, one loss of a job, one wrongdoing, or one false step can sling us into complete catastrophe, and it can happen in a single moment. You're either going through something difficult now, or you will be in the future. And when you are, things that have always made sense suddenly do not. People you've always known can suddenly feel like strangers. The cosmos, God, gods, or whatever you believe in, whatever you pray to, which once seemed to be just and operating out of a sense of order, will upon further inspection begin to appear cruel and vindictive. There is, however, a second mode of being in the world. It requires you to live and let go, not because the other person or the situation deserves it, they might not, but because you do. Because resentment will breed contempt, and contempt will turn your life into a living hell. And you don't deserve to live in hell any longer. This isn't a call for positive self-talk that doesn't match the reality you're living in. And it's also not the easy route around pain. It's looking chaos directly in the face and just asking it for answers. Even if those answers aren't going to be pleasant to face. Because understanding that everything is happening for you isn't about trying to change reality. It's about choosing to face struggle in a productive way. You have to look earnestly to find the beneficial side of pain. But there's always one that does exist. And if you're able to pinpoint it, you can begin to start rebuilding your life with that reason as your foundation. You know, everybody loves to quote Winston Churchill, "When you're going through hell, keep going." But it's occurred to me that maybe you should stop and look around, figure out what landed you there so that you don't hit the roundabout on your way out and end up back in the same place 2 years from now. As you reflect on tragic moments in your life, perhaps in the past or current, you have to ask yourself productive questions that help you reframe the way you're thinking about what you're going through. What if this isn't the worst thing to happen to you? What if you found reasons why it's even good or at least tolerable for the time being? What if finding the reason that things are happening for you instead of to you is the foundation from which you get to build a life that is bigger and better than even the original reality that you had envisioned for yourself? And the fact that life has the ability to be greater than we ever imagined is reason enough not to hold on too tightly to what we imagine. This is the beauty in realizing the simplicity of our minds in comparison to the cosmos. It has more in store for you than you have the capacity to even realize, should you decide to let go and accept the invitation.